Hare Krishna, everyone. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Toshin Nimai Prabhu to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 9th Chapter, 58th Verse. Before I hand over the call to Prabhu, I request Aditi Mataji, please take over for the brief introduction. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna devotees, please accept my humble obeisances. This is a brief introduction for His Grace Toshin Nimai Das Prabhuji. Toshin Nimai Das Prabhuji is serving as full-time brahmachari in ISKCON NVCC Pune Temple from 2013. He got initiated by His Holiness Radha's Nath Swami Maharaj in 2014. He teaches courses based on Vedic wisdom as a guest faculty in many reputed institutes in Pune. He has written a widely appreciated crime fiction, Weed Out, which informs the perils of addiction, ways to move out of it in an engaging way. He has also authored a brief biography of Srila Prabhupada, The Captain, which contains life of Srila Prabhupada with various lessons drawn from it. He, along with a team of translators, have translated a few books from English to Hindi and Marathi. He runs a daily Bhagavatam recitation group from last 2 years in which many devotees are learning text and meaning of various prayers of Bhagavatam. He has founded a crowdfunding platform, Vidyartha, for distributing of Srila Prabhupada's books to school libraries by contribution from alumni. He has also co-founded a mobile application, Vaishnav Seva, to connect volunteers with temple services for worldwide ISKCON temples. He is a director of Vital, which organizes courses in field of theology, arts, and linguistics. He's also a member of GBC SPT. Thank you, Mataji. Over to you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Toshin Nimai Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for your valuable time and association this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. We are very grateful to you for accepting our request in the last minute. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, please take over the call.
Thank you. Thank you, Mataji, for inviting me. Yes, it was the last moment, so I hope I'll be able to satisfy you. I don't know.
Yeah, but, we know, Prabhuji. It was very last minute. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for coming on the call. Hare Krishna.
Yeah. So we'll chant Jai Radha Madha. And then...
Yes, Prabhuji.
I am just adjusting myself. So would somebody like to chant Jai Radha Madha for this class today?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, requesting if someone wanted to sing Jai Radha Madha, please raise your hand so we can unmute you for singing. Is there anybody who would like to sing? Come on, devotee, someone raise the hand.
Sukhasagari Mataji.
Radha Madhav Kunj Vihari. जयो राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जयो राधा माधव जयो कुंज बिहारी यशोमती नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोमती नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर बन चारी जयो राधा माधव जयो कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्ण
थैंक यू वेरी मच पंतजी हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण विल लाइक टू शेयर द श्लोका मताजी वेरी सैड द श्लोका देन वी चैंट द
Mataji, we can see your desktop.
Mataji, can you see the screen?
I can only see your desktop screen, not the verse.
Sorry.
Fine, Mataji, take your time.
Okay. Is it coming now, Mataji?
Yes, yes.
Okay, fine. Sorry about that.
We'll recite the shloka. Swayam nishreyasam vidvan. Swayam nishreyasam vidvan. Na vakta gyaya karmahi. Na vakti agyaya karmahi. Narati rogino pathyam. Narati rogino pathyam. Vanchitopi. Bhikshatamah vanchitah vanchitapi vishaktamah swayam nishreyasam vidvan na vaktagyaya karmahi swayam nishreyasam vidvan na vakti agyaya karmahi naratino narati yogino pathyam vanchitopi bhikshatamah Narati rogino pathyam vanchito vibhikshatamah. Somebody like to recite? Yeah.
Swayam Mataji. Mataji, can you scroll up?
Mataji, Indu Mataji.
Swayam nishreya sambitvana vyakta jnaya karmahi narati rogino pathyam vanchito. Pivishatamaha. Thank you.
One more devotee.
Swayam nishreshayam vidvan navati ajnaya karmahi narati rogino apatyam vanchato api vikshamataha vikshamaha.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll read the word to me. Swayam Nishreyasam. Personally, Nishreyasam, the supreme goal of life, namely the means of obtaining ecstatic love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vidvan, one who is accomplished in devotional service. Navakti, not teaches. Agyaya, unto a foolish person. Not conversant with the ultimate goal of life. Karmahi, fruity activities, indeed. Narati, not administers. Roginaha, unto the patient. Apathyam, something unconsumable. Vanchataha, desiring. Api, although. Vishaktamaha, an experienced physician. A pure devotee who is fully accomplished in the science of devotional service. Vidvan. Will never instruct a foolish person to engage in footy activities for material enjoyment, not to speak of helping him in such activities. Such a devotee is like an experienced physician who never encourages a patient to eat food injurious to his health, even if the patient desires it. We chant prayers and then we read the purport.
Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshunun Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padagamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Ravanathamitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalitan Sri Vishakhan Vitamsha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామినే గౌరత్వే నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగతాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభాను సుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధూభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరి హరి, హరి రామ 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 హరి హరి, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరి హరి, హరి రామ 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 హరి హరి, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరి హరి, హరి రామ 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 హరి హరి, హరే కృష్ణ. థ్యాంక్ యూ వెరీ మచ్. ఐ విల్ రీడ్ ద పర్పోర్ట్. Here is the difference between benedictions awarded by demigods and those awarded by Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. So what is the difference between the benedictions by Supreme Lord Vishnu and demigods? That the demigods will offer something which may be even harmful for the person. Like a person going to a quack. He doesn't know what is right. He's just interested in his own making his own money. So not understanding if something is harmful for health of that person, just in a return of money, just for sake of money, that person may offer something which injurious to health of that person. But Supreme Lord, like a good doctor, will never administer something which is not helpful for the person. Here further is mentioned, devotees of the demigod ask for benediction simply for sense gratification. కాంక్షితా కర్మణ సిద్ధిం యజంత హ్య దేవత క్షిప్రం హిమానుషి లోకే సిద్ధిర్ భవతి కర్మ. జైన్ భగవద్గీత ఇస్ మెన్షన్డ్ దట్ కాంక్షిత కర్మణ సిద్ధిం యజంత హ్య దేవత, ఓన్లీ ఫర్ డిజైరింగ్ మటీరియల్ ఆపులెన్సెస్. కాంక్షిత కర్మణ సిద్ధిం, వాట్ పీపుల్ వాంట్. ఓకే, విల్ రీడ్ ద పర్పోర్ట్ అండ్ దెన్ విల్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్. యా, డివోటీస్ ఆఫ్ ద డెమిగాడ్ ఆస్క్ బెనిడిక్షన్ సింప్లీ ఫర్ సెన్స్ ఐడెంటిఫికేషన్ అండ్ దేర్ఫోర్ దే హావ్ బీన్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఇన్ భగవద్గీత యాస్ బెరిఫ్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్. కామయస్తస్య ఋత జ్ఞాన ప్రపద్యంతి అన్య దేవత తమ్ తమ్ నియమం ఆస్థాయ ప్రకృత్యా నియత స్వయా. దోస్ హూస్ మైండ్స్ ఆర్ డిస్టార్టెడ్ బై మటీరియల్ డిజైర్స్ సరెండర్ టు డెమిగాడ్స్ అండ్ ఫాలో ద పర్టిక్యులర్ రూల్స్ అండ్ రెగ్యులేషన్స్ ఆఫ్ వర్షిప్ అకార్డింగ్ టు దేర్ ఓన్ నేచర్స్. కండిషన్డ్ సోల్స్ ఆర్ జనరలీ బెరెప్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ప్రొఫౌండ్ డిజైర్స్ ఫర్ సెన్స్ గ్రాటిఫికేషన్. Because the desires of sense gratification are so huge. So Srila Prabhupada rightly mentions that they are bereft of intelligence. Sometimes we find that person can see actually by fulfilling certain desires. It can bring about a great loss. It can bring about a great shame. And it can bring about a great misery. But a person who's lost his intelligence still commits that particular crime, or he goes behind the sense gratification, not understanding the repercussions. So Srila Prabhupada rightly mentions bereft of intelligence. He loses intelligence. They do not know what benediction to ask. So it's also important to know what benediction do we ask. Yes. Therefore, non-devotees are advised in Shastras to worship various demigods to achieve material benefits. For example, if one wants a beautiful wife, he is advised to worship Uma or the goddess Durga. If one wants to be cured of disease, he is advised to worship sun god. All requests for benediction from the demigods are due to material lust. The benediction will be finished at the end of cosmic manifestation, along with those who have bestowed them. If one approaches Lord Vishnu for benedictions, the Lord will give him benediction that will help him return back home to Godhead. This is also confirmed by the Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita 10.10. Tesham satyuktana bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhiyogam tam yenamam upayantiti. The Lord Vishnu or Krishna instructs a devotee constantly engaged in his service how to approach him at the end of his material body. Janma karma chanme vivyam evam vitti tattvata tattva deham punarjanma naiti mamaki swarjanma. One who knows transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, takes his birth again in this material world, but attains eternal abode, Arjuna. This is benediction of Lord Vishnu or Krishna. After giving his body, a devotee returns home back to Godhead. A devotee may foolishly ask for material benedictions, but Lord Krishna does not give him such benedictions. Despite the devotee's prayers, even one may ask, but Krishna doesn't give them. Therefore, people who are very attached to material life do not generally become devotees of Krishna or Vishnu. Instead, they become devotees of demigods. The benediction of the demigod, however, are condemned in Bhagavata. When of small intelligence worship demigods, and the results are limited and temporary. A non-Vaishnava who is not engaged in the service of Supreme Personality of God, it is considered a fool with a small quantity of brain substance. A non-Vaishnava is one who is not engaged in the service of the Lord, is considered as a fool with very little brain substance. Such a beautiful purport offered by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So this particular prayer comes in a 9th chapter of 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where the demigods are praying to the Supreme Lord. And in their prayers, they are also talking about their own mentality and the people who worship them. So many times people even understand actually what is right and what is wrong. But unfortunately, not having a spiritual potency, the demigods are not able to follow the right path. These are the words of the Supreme Lord. Supreme Person of God is instructing demigods and he is mentioning these words. So the asking for material benedictions or any kind of material boons. People generally, those who followed the path of Karma Kand earlier, they would go to demigods. Why this arrangement was there? Because a person who's too much materially afflicted, the gradual Vedic path, we are discussing. In the gradual Vedic path, if somebody is too much attracted by material opulences and material prosperity, for him to perform unconditional loving devotional service may be a far out thing. So the gradual path is mentioned. He will practice Karma Kand and by experiencing. So by practicing Karma Kand and getting the results from the demigods, gradually his faith will be built on the Karma Kanda Shastras, on the demigods, on there is some higher power. His faith will be built. And after acquiring such a faith, when person regularly perform various kind of sacrifices for the pleasure of the demigods and attains various material benedictions, over the period of time, he'll understand the folly of those material benedictions. What is the folly of material benedictions as per Bhagavad Gita? Yes, what is the folly? What does the Bhagavad Gita mention? Yes.
Temporary.
Yes. They are temporary. Yes. What more?
It brings misery.
Yes. It brings so much of misery. To fulfill one desire, one has to work so hard and only little satisfaction or happiness is achieved. Customer went to hotel and he saw menu card. So in the menu card there was a sabji. The name of that sabji was pumpkin grape sabji. Angur bhople ka sabji. So he said, this is a new dish, it seems. So he ordered that angur bhople ka sabji, the pumpkin grape sabji. And when it was ordered, he said, "What is cheating?" We had to say, "What is cheating here?" He said, "Where are the grapes? I'm seeing only pumpkin." He said, "It's 50-50%. It's 50% grapes, 50% pumpkin. Where 50%? He said, "One grape for one pumpkin." Okay, so he ended up eating all the pumpkin, but he was thinking he'll enjoy the nice grapes. Right? So that is material endeavors. That person thinks that there's so much pleasure is there, and he goes behind the pleasure. But behind the pleasure, you know, there's so many material endeavors involved. So much material entanglement is there. So much material misery is there. So in this way, a person is caught up. Like Niti Shastra, they explain about five kind of animals caught by the hunters, or how they catch a deer. By the music, they catch a deer, because the deer is very much attracted by sound vibration, musical sound vibration. And catch a fish using a bait, because he's attracted by tasty thing. Yeah, eating. He's attached to some pleasure. And they catch elephant. And how they catch elephant? They'll put a she elephant on the other side and they'll have a hole. And they'll cover that big. After digging it, they'll cover it. And the elephant will be, they'll be falling in that hole. And they'll catch elephant by attraction to that female elephant. He'll fall. Right? And the fly, which are attracted by the light, which get attracted by the firefly, and enters into fly dimensions. And what does it mean? Touched and we saw
deer music, deer sound.
Yeah, deer is music. Yes,
deer.
Yes, we mentioned deer and elephant
sound.
And fish. Yeah. So, and even deer, musk is also something.
And this one, bhavra, is the smell.
Yeah, bhavra. The bumblebee, get attracted to the lotus flower. And, he doesn't understand at the end of the day, the lotus flower is going to get closed. And because so absorbed in the sense gratification in night, the lotus get closed. And that bee, which can break, it can even break the wood, actually, the log of wood, with the help of his own whatever tongue or senses it has got. But because he's so attached to sense gratification that he cannot break open the softest lotus petals. And in this way, he's caught. So in this way, we find all of these animals or insects are caught by because of one particular sense gratification they're attracted to, only pertaining to one particular sense. And we human beings are attracted to all the five senses in five directions. So that Niti Shastra says, what will be our condition? We are attracted by all these kinds of sense gratifications. So it's very difficult. It is like a condition of a husband which is dragged by five co-wives or wives. They're dragging in different direction. Right? What is the situation? Somebody says, come to market. Another wife says, you come to theater. And some wife says, you come to the school you have got to. The person will be thoroughly frustrated. So similarly, person who is behind sense gratification cannot attain a peace. Bhagavad Gita mentions that there is no ashantasya kuta sukha. A person who is in this way disturbed by senses, kuta sukha, where is the happiness for that person? So that is the folly of material sense gratification, that a person who is attracted by the materialistic pleasures will find himself all throughout his life working very, very hard to attain those gratification. And even somebody sees, we see that somebody is very comfortable, has everything, but the desires in the heart of a person will never allow that person to sleep peacefully. Or the envy for the person who has a better than him. Or the fear, because the attachment to the things, which is there. So because of the envy, because of the fear, because of the greed, because of the lust, a person, although externally may seem peaceful, but he cannot be peaceful in his heart. Because all these kind of desires, all these kind of feelings will be overcoming, will be flooded in his heart of the person. So there is no possibility of any kind of happiness. Right. You might have heard a story. One person came and he saw one person who was another person who was a woodcutter, and he told, "Why are you sitting so peacefully? He told, I finished my work till morning, 10:30 I work, and now it's really hot, so I peacefully sit here." He said, "No, you should work hard. You should work out till end of the day. And what will happen after that? When you work hard and sell all the logs of wood, then you get a lot of money. And then what will do with money? Then you can open more business. What you will do with I'll do with the more business, and then you can sell more wood with that what you I'll do, then you can build your bungalow and you'll have servants, and then what I'll do, and then you can sit peacefully in bungalow and everybody will work for you." And he says, I'm already sitting peacefully, I have finished my work, I'm sitting peacefully, I don't have to endure all my life for that thing, right? But unfortunately, person who behind sense gratification fails to understand actually, and because he doesn't know any higher reality, unfortunately, is not aware about eternal happiness, is not aware about the spiritual happiness or spiritual nature of the self, you know, he keeps on running behind the materialistic happiness. Rudra Geet mentioned that materialistic people keep on working very, very hard, like a rat, you know, which is unaware that there is a snake beside it. At the right time, the snake will attack on that rat and eat. You know that rat. Similarly, a materialistic person not understanding there is a kala sarpa standing just beside him will keep on endeavoring till the end of his life. And at any point of time, will be attacked by the kala sarpa. He's attracted by, you know, greed and attracted by the sense gratification. But the Lord is not pramatta. You know, he is very intelligent. And he will attack, you know, that living entity, you know, the kala sarpa will attack, like the sarpa attacks, the snake attacks, the rat. So the devotee is very intelligent, actually, rightly utilizes his time in a right direction, so that he can make most out of his life. And you know, one who has practiced devotional service all throughout his life, he'll be extremely happy, satisfied, and he'll feel, like you want to ask a favor from somebody. So if you're not having any relationship with a person, you're not done any service to that person, no, you won't feel that nice to ask any favor from that person. You'll not feel that good. But if you work very hard all our life for service of the Lord, no, we can probably call out to the Lord, I tried to do my part. Of course, a good devotee, you know, may not even say that. No, Lord is very kind and he himself sees that. But we'll be really confident. We'll be confident. We'll be really happy about life. That I spent my life in the service of the Lord. I didn't waste my time, right? Right. If we are asked to imagine, let's say, you know, like our next day will be the last day of our life. And if you are supposed to look back, right, what moments we'll enjoy more? The moments where we were chanting nicely, where we are associating with devotees, where we are serving devotees, where we were extending ourselves, where we tolerated certain things, where we did some austerity. So all these moments will be really happy for all these moments. But for all other moments where we have wasted our time, where we didn't chant properly, where we lost the opportunities of services, where we acted egoistically with devotees, right? We'll be really feeling sad about these moments. And we'll not like to remember those moments. So we should try to maximize the moments which are spent in the right direction, right? So our sadhana is called as sadhana. Eternal wealth, right? So we are all accumulating eternal wealth through our devotion service, like morning Mangala Arati and chanting and Srimad Bhagavatam class and Parikrama and accepting Charanamritam. So in this way, we are accumulating this sadhana, sadhana. So when we are accumulating this sadhana, we are really qualifying ourselves, actually. We are purifying ourselves. But we should also be very, very careful that we don't squander what has already been accumulated. Right? When we don't act properly, when we commit offenses, when we waste our time, when we are inattentive on devotional service, when we don't please our spiritual master, then we are squandering actually hard accumulated wealth. For us, it's not very hard accumulated wealth, fortunately, because the process given by Gaurnitha is all Kevala Anandakanda. So it's not very hard accumulated wealth. It's easily accumulated, but we should not easily lose it, actually. You know? The wealth is very, by just taking a little effort, so much wealth is accumulated in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. But we should be very, very careful that I must not lose what I accumulated. Right? So, because it's God Purnima, there are so many institute pastimes and so many wonderful shlokas, actually, we can discuss from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Just let me open a few beautiful verses spoken for a similar subject. In the chapter number 22 of the process of devotional service, Madhyalila, there are very beautiful shlokas come. Yes. Kamo Sarvakamoma Moksha Kamudari Tivrena Bhakti Yogena Yajeta Purushottaram. Whether one desires everything or nothing, whether he desires to merge in existence of the Lord, or he is intelligent only. He is intelligent only if he worships Lord Krishna. Akamo Sarvakamo Mokshakami. You have no desires, Sarvakami, all desires, Mokshakami, your desire to liberate. Just worship the Supreme Lord Krishna. You don't have to go anywhere. So intelligent person worships only Krishna. Anyakami adhikare Krishna Rabhajan. Namagiteha Krishna Tare Dena Swacharan. If those who desire material enjoyment or merging into effulgent existence of the absolute truth engage in Lord's transcendental loving service, they will immediately attain shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, although they did not ask for it. So when we engage ourselves in Krishna's service, even there might be material desires in the beginning. But as person performs sincere devotional service, automatically heart is purified and he develops a right desire. Krishna says, Krishna kahe ama bhaje magi vishay su amrita chadi vishay magi ehi bada murk. Krishna kahe ama bhaje magi vishay su. Krishna says, he's worshipping me, but asking for sense gratification. Amrita chadi vishyamagi ehi vadamur. He's giving up the nectar and is asking for the poison. Such a fool this person is. Ami vigya ehi murke vishay kena diba swacharna amrita diya vishay bulaiba. Since I am very intelligent, why should I give this fool material prosperity? Because I am intelligent. I'll not give something which will further entangle this person. Even the demigods won't do it. Because, you know, Rudragis, I was mentioning, Lord Shiva saw these Prachitas, they had a pure desire to worship him. They were not asking anything in a return. Lord Shiva says, because, you know, you're with such a pure heart, actually I'm going to give you something which is very dear to me. And he gives them Rudra Geetam, the song in a glorification of Lord Vishnu, composed by Lord Shiva. And he says, you chant this prayer. For people like us, he mentioned Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, you know, it will take so many years and so many kalpas and yugas has to pass to attain the Supreme Lord. But you can just chant this and go back home, back to Godhead. You know, because Lord Shiva and Brahma have their service here and they can't use this service. So Lord Shiva gives them Rudra Geeta. So even a demigod, actually, if somebody approaches demigod with a sincere heart and in this way prays to them, the demigod will definitely direct them toward the worship of Lord Krishna. Definitely. Ami vigya ehi murke vishay kena diva swacharanamrita diya vishay bulai. So I'm very intelligent. Why should I give this full material prosperity? Instead, I shall induce him to take the nectar of the shelter of my lotus feet. Make him forget illusory material enjoyment. So Krishna gives such a nectar, automatically forgets all his material desires. He becomes liberated from his material desires. He becomes indifferent to material circumstances. We always find that the devotees, any new devotee actually, when, as soon as he comes to devotional service, you find that he immediately is able to give up all kind of material attachments. Means, you know, some people are attracted to meat eating, some people are attracted to the intoxications. Today morning only we were discussing that. I just met a person and this person was having meat, you know, and even his parents would say that person that, you know, this is a Navaratri, don't have it actually. Still that person couldn't control himself. And then he used to have it during that time. And as soon as, you know, the person came to devotional service, immediately, well, the person could give up actually. You know, all the attachment to meat was gone, immediately could accept vegetarianism. So Krishna, so much potency is there in devotional service that people can give up all these hard attachments in their hearts. Satyam dishati artitam artitoro naam naivartoro yat punar artitayata swayam vidhate vajatam anichatam ichhapidanam nijapadapallavam. This comes in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. It says, when Krishna is requested to fulfill one desires, he undoubtedly does so. But it does not avoid anything which, after being enjoyed, will cause one to petition him again and again to fulfill further desires. That kind of desire he will not fulfill. When one has other desires but engaged in service of the Lord, Lord forcibly gives shelter at his lotus feet, where one will forget all other desires. The real mercy of Krishna is when Krishna helps us to forget material desires and gives his shade of his lotus feet. So Krishna does two kind of kripa. So specifically, there is a pastime which comes in Chaitanya Charitamrita. This pastime is a pastime of Gopinath Patnaik. So Bhavananda Rai has five sons, and his son is Ramananda Rai, Vaninath Patnaik, and Gopinath Patnaik. So these are a few of his sons. So Gopinath Patnaik is a great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At one point of time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, people, messengers come from the king's palace and they inform, "Oh Lord, please do something. There is an emergency. What has happened? This Gopinath Patnaik is put on Changa." Changa is what? So generally, a person is thrown from the great height on the swords as a punishment, so that the person will be killed. So that's called Changa punishment. So the entire family of Bhavananda Rai was in distress because this Gopinath Patnaik was put on Changa. The elder son of the king, his name was Badajan, he had given the punishment to this Gopinath. So why this story, you know, why this punishment is given to Gopinath Patnaik? Because Gopinath Patnaik was a treasure collector for a particular region and is supposed to collect the treasure. But at one particular time, although he collected the treasure, but somehow he spent all that treasure. Treasure, you know, like not treasure, but treasure, the taxes, tax collection. So he's supposed to collect the taxes, but somehow he couldn't pay the taxes to the king. He himself spent all the taxes. And now, because he's not able to pay, he was called. And he says, "Okay, I have somehow spent it and I don't have that money to pay you immediately, but I have some 10, 12 good horses. So if you can just sell those horses, I can sell those horses to king at right price, fair price. And whatever remaining amount is there, I'll pay you in a very short time. So can you do this?" And then one of the prince, because actually he was expert at judging the price of the horse, so he was sent. And when that particular prince came and he was checking the horses, he purposefully quoted a very less price for that horses. And that prince had a particular idiosyncrasy. You know, people have certain idiosyncrasies. Some people have idiosyncrasy, like they will be like always putting hand on their head. Or some, no, this prince had an idiosyncrasy that he'll always be looking in the skies, opening his neck. He'll do his neck up and look into the skies like this. So Gopinath Patnaik, hearing the price quoted for horse, which is very, very less, you know, compared to the actual price, you know, which should have been given, he got a little angry. And he said, "My horses are really good. At least they don't have this idiosyncrasy of looking up in the sky." And hearing that, the prince got really angry. That, you know, he's criticizing me indirectly. So he went to the king and he made all the false allegations and accusations. That is Gopinath Patnaik actually is a thief. No, he is not properly returning the money. He is unwilling to pay the money. And he is squandering this money under some pretext. So if you order me, then I will put him on Changa and thus realize all the money. So king said, "Whatever means you take, you know, to realize the money is fine. No problem. Just get the money back. You know, if money is gotten back, that's all fine." And then prince went back and put Gopinath Patnaik on the platform of the Changa. And there are swords below him and he's hanging there. At any point of time, he'll be released. And there'll be a death. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he heard all this thing, he said, "What am I supposed to do? I'm a sannyasi. Now Gopinath Patnaik, if he does not want to pay money back to the king, right? So what is the fault of the king to punish him? I don't want to get into this affair. He should do a proper service to the government. If he's not himself doing a proper service, then what I can do? I'm a sannyasi." But actually, you know, all the devotees, Swarup Damodar was heading all the devotees with all the devotees that come and they're requesting, "Oh Lord, this Bhavananda Rai and his family, they are eternal servants. You must do something. You must try to save these people." But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got a little angry after hearing this. "Do you want me to go to king and beg him? For me, it's okay to beg some small amount. Now you're asking me 200,000 kahanas of functions? How can I beg so much amount? It's not a proper thing." And people are coming and another person comes and he sees Gopinath Patnaik. He's already on Changa. At any point of time, he'll be released. And devotees are getting more and more anxious. Or devotees, paradukha dukhi, and what to say of dukkha of another devotee, never tolerates that. And they are not able to tolerate the pain which will be given to Gopinath Patnaik. Right? You know, Gopinath Patnaik even may die, you know, because he's going to release from the Changa. So they're really eager and keen to save him. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very firm. He says, I'm just like a beggar. I can't actually, you know, I can't act in this situation. It's not possible for me. No, please do something else. It's better for you actually to go to Jagannath and pray to Jagannath, because Jagannath is Supreme Lord. He's Lord of all the potencies. No, Lord may help you. But the devotees are still trying to somehow convince Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gopinath Patnaik is eternal servant, your faithful servant, and to see such a servant is punished to the death, how can you see that? Oh, Lord, please do something. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is again, he's firm actually. He says he should actually done properly. Let him take a step, let him lead that I'll sell the horses and I'll gradually pay the amount. It is his call. So ultimately, the matter reached to one of the servants of the king who was there in the assembly of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Harichandan, and reached to the king's palace, and he explained the whole thing. Actually, your son has put Gopinath Patnaik on Changa, and anytime he will be killed. Please see, actually it will be only your loss, because if the Gopinath Patnaik dies and if he doesn't pay the money, you lose a person also and you lose the money also. What is the point? Better than that is you buy his horses at a proper price and gradually pay back the money. At least you'll get back the money. So king says, I did not know that he will really put on Changa. I just told him they'd do something so that the money is returned back. Immediately release him actually. I don't want him to die. I don't want to take his life. And then prince was informed. This is the king's desire, that he doesn't want Gopinath Patnaik to die. And then immediately Gopinath Patnaik was released. And then the money was asked out of him. And then Gopinath Patnaik convinced them that, okay, you buy the horses, and government bought all the horses. And Gopinath Patnaik said, gradually I'll pay back the entire amount. So when this entire news reached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, what is Vaninath Rai? Because Vaninath Rai was also God, actually. So what these people are doing? That the devotees informed, actually they were chanting. Vaninath Rai was like, he was chanting 1,000 names of Krishna on his fingers. He was chanting and he keeping a count. No, steadily he was chanting. Hearing that news, the Lord became very happy, very wonderful, very wonderful. So at the same time, Kashi Mishra comes to house of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has a dialogue with him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, actually this place is very dangerous. I don't want to stay here. You know, all this time I'm a sannyasi, I want to chant, I want to do my sadhana, but all these people are coming and too much disturbing me. Today so many messengers came and everybody saying, please release this Gopinath Patnaik and Vaninath. No, I don't want to stay in this place. No, I want to go to Alalnath. What can I do? I'm a sannyasi. Right, I'm a mendicant. So it's not a mendicant's role to get into kingly affair. I want to stay in a solitary place and do my bhajan. So why these people are coming and disturbing me again and causing me so much unhappiness? Somehow Lord Jagannath saved him today, but if he doesn't pay back the money, who will take the responsibility? Am I to take responsibility? No, it's not proper. Right, but Kashi Mishra, because Lord is staying in a Gambira, and Gambira is in a house of Kashi Mishra. You know, Kashi Mishra is having such company of the Lord. So he didn't want to lose the company of the Lord. So Kashi Mishra is pleading the Lord. Oh Lord, no, why should you be agitated by all these affairs? No, you're now sannyasin, you don't have all this connection. So if somebody worships you for material purpose, actually he's totally blind. No, he has no knowledge. If somebody engaged in your devotional service only for your satisfaction, actually it will awaken the dormant love within the heart of the person. But somebody worships the Lord for material purpose, then he's a number one fool. He's not right person actually. Actually, your mercy was actually shown to Ramanand Rai, because Ramanand Rai resigned from his service. Out of your mercy, Lord, you bestowed your mercy so much on Ramanand Rai that he gave his service to the king and he came full time to serve you. That is mercy of you. And you gave your mercy to Raghunath Das Goswami, that Raghunath Das Goswami, although son of a king, he's a prince. And no, he's so wealthy, but he gave all the material opulences and came in your shelter. That is your mercy, Lord. But this is the mercy one should aspire for. But you understand, Lord, even Gopinath Patnaik is a good gentleman. When he was put on Changa, actually he was not begging to be released. Like a devotee, you know, whose prayer is, oh Lord, I'll accept all, you know, the consciousness of a devotee, you know, is explained by Brahmaji in his prayer, that a devotee is ready to accept all kind of misery with the folded palms and thanking to the Lord. Oh Lord, I accept. So What is that shloka? You remember? It comes in a 10th canto. Tattenu kampam sumikshamam gunjane vatmam krutam vipaka rudvagvapur virvidadan namasti jivetuyo mukti padesa dayabhag. That tattenu kampam sumikshamam gunjane vatmam krutam vipaka. No, a pure devotee, even their misery comes in his life, what he thinks? It is only a mercy of the Lord. Tattenu kampam sumikshamam. When he carefully understands, this is the mercy of the Lord actually. I am only suffering bunjatmo, atmakrutam, bunjaneva atmakrutam vibhagam. It's all my deeds I am suffering for actually, not something else. Right? And rudvaha purbir vidadan namaste jivetaya mukti padesa daivaha. So with his body, words and mind, he offers respectful obeisances unto you, O Lord. And he becomes qualified to attain the shelter of the Lord. He becomes a rightful heir in this way. Right? So, this was consciousness of Gopinath Patnaik actually. He was just meditating on your lotus feet when I was put on Changa. It is only the all these other people are making, no, they are coming and they're asking you. So please you stay here and we'll make sure that nobody will approach you for all kind of material affairs. Is this time Lord Jagannath has saved Gopinath Patnaik. So if Lord Jagannath desires, then again he'll save Gopinath Patnaik. No, what is the harm actually? Right. So after saying this, Kashi Mishra went to his own place and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again returned to the temple. And then Kashi Mishra is actually a royal priest. You know, he's a guru of the king. So every day, Prathapudra would come to the house of Kashi Mishra and he would press his lotus feet. He would massage him and all that. And they were having a dialogue and the whole day's activity they're discussing. Right? So Kashi Mishra is being informing the king, "Oh, king, you know, that Lord is desired to go to Alalnath. Why?" King asks, king is surprised. King doesn't want Lord to leave his kingdom because king understands that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different from Supreme Lord Krishna. And how intelligent king would like to lose the lotus feet of the Lord? No, he would not like, you know, wherever Krishna is there, right? Even Kunti Devi sees that, oh Lord, because, you know, Tvatpade Rankita Bhati Swalakshan Vilakshatai, you know, and all this. Rivers are flowing with abundant waters and forest and the mines are giving sufficient gold and all kind of prosperity is there because Lord, you are staying here. Oh Lord, don't go. You know, if you leave from this place, what will be our situation? Right? So king also understands Lord is staying here and doesn't want to lose. Of course, that is not only reason. He's a pure devotee and doesn't want to lose the sight of the Lord actually. That is a consciousness. And there is even consciousness of a Kunti Devi, she says actually, what kind of difficulties that may come up, let it be come upon us, but because in those difficulties we remember you, Lord, right? That was also consciousness of Kunti Devi, right? When king heard all these things, so he really felt really sad that Lord wants to go to Alalnath. And when he was told about the entire story of the whole episode, that king said, actually, my son was offended, and just to test, sneer at the person, this Gopinath Patnaik actually, make him realize his mistake, he put him on Changa, right? And, but actually, this entire family is very dear to me. King also mentions the revenue of government is very, very sacred. So, in this way, the whole news actually went to even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he heard this story, that in this way, the king is also feeling sorry because king felt the sorry actually. And even king immediately ordered that Gopinath Patnaik should be absolved of all kind of debts. Immediately he should be released of all kind of debts and he should be given back his position as a collector. Okay. And if his salary is less, a double salary should be paid to him. So the salary became double, right? So in this way, this whole news, all these kind of dialogues and everything is flowing in a puri. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Bhavananda Rai and Gopinath Patnaik, all these people came to actually meet. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not happy actually. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentioned, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just said Gopinath Patnaik that you people are probably mad after self gratification. You're squandering king's money. But the king's money is very, very sacred. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentions that king's money is even more sacred than the property of a brahmana. And one who misappropriates or one who squanders in this way the money of the government, he's to be punished in the hellish planet. He's the most sinful person. So nowadays we can understand actually people, all these senior government officials, all these government officials or sometimes politicians, squander the collected money, you know, tax collected money as a tax system. Government collects the money on these people, or sometimes these people take bribes, right? So when this money is squandered in this way, you know, it's considered as this money's tax collection specifically is considered as more sacred than even the wealth of a Brahmana. It's supposed to be utilized in the right causes. And then squandering it is, you know, for a personal sense, gratification is a great sin, right? So this pastime should be told to even government servants, actually. That's why our scriptures are very much applicable. If you want to stop corruption, you teach them Chaitan Charitamrita. But people understand, oh my God, I have to suffer in hell for this offense. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining them, actually, that king is right, religious, but Gopinath Patnaik is a cheat, right? And this whole story is also being narrated by, you know, it was narrated by Kashi Mishra to king. Now that actually even Lord was not happy when he heard this, that Gopinath Patnaik had cheated. Lord mentioned all these things, that Gopinath Patnaik cheat, king is very pious actually, and he should not have taken money. So when king heard all this, actually, you know, king was really happy, and, you know, as I mentioned, he arranged that, you know, his salary should be doubled, and the post of revenue collection should be given back to him. So the whole king ordered back again. And actually king mentioned that this Bhavanand Rai's family is very, very dear to me. I consider it's my own family. Even the spender money, actually, I don't care so much. Like Ramanand Rai, you know, used to collect tax, and I never asked him account for it. And even after retirement, actually, Ramanand Rai, you might be knowing that Ramanand Rai, when he retired, king continued his all his pension, you know, although he retired immediately, actually, you know, he took a VRS, right? The king was still paying him a salary because he has accepted, joined the service of the Lord. So actually, it was not Lord's desire that Gopinath Patnaik should be released, or he should be given a job back, or he should be, his salary should be doubled. But because just king heard that Lord is not very happy seeing the entire family of Gopinath Patnaik in distress, you know, one Bhavanand Rai in distress, he felt that I must somehow relieve the distress of this Lord, of the Lord. And he gave all these things, right? So in this way, this whole pastime, beautiful pastime happens actually, where not only he, you know, at one point of time, Chaitanya Charitamrita mentions that he was put on Changa and he was in all depths. And see the mercy of the Lord, how the mercy of the Lord works, nobody understands that. At one place he's in Changa, and now he's put at the collector with a double salary. Right? What is this mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? You know, he couldn't repay his debt. He had to sell all his horses and everything. But now, his even account won't be taken. Actually, king won't take it seriously. Right after hearing this entire pastime. So although it was not Lord's desire, Chaitanya Charitamrita explained that it was not desire of the Lord. Still, just it went to the ear of the Lord. So all these things happened. Gopinath Patnaik was released of all his kind of offense, or probably the crime he has committed, right? And all this kind of material benefits they got. But when Bhavanand Rai came to meet the Lord, Bhavanand Rai said to the Lord, "Oh Lord, the mercy you have given to we understand it's all your mercy actually. That not only is released from Changa, but his salary is doubled, and he's given the post back, and his debt is waived off. So there is your mercy, but we don't like this mercy, Lord. We want the mercy what you have given to Vanath Rai and Ramanand Rai. No, they have totally left materialistic affairs and they joined you full time. Oh Lord, that is your actual mercy. This is not your real mercy. Nishkapat Kripa and Sakapat Kripa. Even Gaurgovind Maharaja heard. Sakapat Kripa means when Lord gives material opulences to a devotee, Sakapat Kripa is not that great actually. But real Kripa. Yasya Hamanu Brindami Taddhanam Rishyeshanai. Srila Prabhupada quoted this when he saw his factory. All his hard-earned wealth Srila Prabhupada put into a last one and in the end, in the factory. And when he saw there was a fire in the factory, Srila Prabhupada remembered, he was smiling and he was remembering this shloka from Srimad Bhagavatam, that one who really gets the mercy of the Lord, actually, you know, the Lord takes away all his wealth and opulences so that he full-heartedly takes the shelter of the Lord. He said, actually, I want this kind of mercy, Lord. What kind of mercy you are giving? Right. But nobody can understand how the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Supreme Lord acts. Actually, nobody can understand intention of the Lord. Right? So we understand actually the devotee is never bereft of anything. Anybody accept devotional service of the Lord, he's never bereft of material opulences also. He's always has, no, we always find, right? I'll just sit out. There's a dark here. Yes, yeah.
So devotee, when he engages in a devotional service, we find there's a pastime of Karda Muni, right? He was a sage and he's doing austerity in the forest. But whom he got? And the marriage. What kind of girl he got? He got a Miss Universe, Devavati, the most beautiful princess. The princess of the entire universe. She's a daughter of Swayambhu Manu, who is practically the ruler of the entire universe. Right? So Supreme Lord actually is very kind. So Lord fulfilled desire of all his devotees. We find also in a Gaur Leela, in a Mahaprakash Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentions, Gangadas Pandit, do you remember one time there was a Muslim king running behind your family, a Muslim soldiers running behind your family, and you were so afraid and you thought that they will molest your wife and what they will do to your family, and you're running towards the river and it was the dead of a night, and when you came to the river, there's no boat. And you thought that you'll enter into the Ganges. And then I came as a boatman. I took your family across. Do you know that? And then he says, Haridas Thakur, do you know when you're beaten in 22 marketplaces? It was I who covered your body with my own body. And he opens his uttari and all the lashes are there on the body of the Lord. And Lord says, you had a fever. No, this devotee had a fever. And I came as a Vaidya. No, nothing was working. I came as a Vaidya. I came as a doctor and delivered. No, you have a fever. Right? So Lord, in this way, we find actually, Lord is so keen and eager to render service to his devotee. He wants to offer entire world. Srila Prabhupada says, Krishna will offer us entire world in 18 days actually. Given we are all, we become pure devotees. Right? We just become pure devotees. Krishna is ready to hand over entire world to us. And Srila Prabhupada was handed over. Actually, Srila Prabhupada is such a pure devotee that Krishna gave so much opulence to Srila Prabhupada, but Srila Prabhupada was true to his character of a devotee. Srila Prabhupada never stayed at one place. He was always traveling on the mission, not enjoying the opulences offered by the disciples. Right? So many wonderful rooms are there. We go to various places and fabulous Prabhupada rooms are there everywhere, where Prabhupada could very comfortably stay. But Prabhupada never stayed at any particular place. He was not behind the material sense gratification. Right, although Krishna arranged actually, the best of the cars, limousine, and we find that actually Srila Prabhupada's service, all these kind of wonderful cars were there and the palaces were there, but Srila Prabhupada was always on the go. So that is the nature of the devotee, that he want to just serve the Lord, that the nature of the Lord, that Lord actually want to fulfill. So it's not that Lord doesn't fulfill desires, or Lord actually without even asking Lord fulfill all this, Lord want to offer all the offerings to his devotee. Only thing is Lord want to see that we become totally pure today, this once. Maharaj, His Holiness Rupa Raghunath Maharaj is giving class. Maharaj is telling, we get a full freedom when we become pure devotee of Krishna. Then we'll be totally free because Krishna understands we are totally in love. And then we can act without harming ourselves actually for best of our benefit. Right? So till that time, there's no freedom unless we become pure devotee. Right? So in this way, Krishna is very merciful and ready to offer all kind of opulences. We understand from this pastime that Krishna is ready to offer. Here we find Krishna offered to this Gopinath Patnaik for the promotion in the job and everything. Because he is also pure devotee of the Lord. So Krishna either Marobi Rakobi Joichha Tohar Nityadas Pratitva Adhikar. Such a beautiful song actually. Bhaktiro Thakur sings. Manas Deho Ge Ho Joki Chumora Arpilu tuva pade nanda kishmo. Janma avi yadicha jadi hutora bhakta gruhe jani janma ho mora kita janma ho jatha jatatu adas bahir mukha brahma janma nahi mama.
Let me be born even as an insect, oh Lord. But I don't want the birth of a Brahma, which is Bahir Mukha, which is not oriented toward Krishna, which is not Krishna Parayan. I don't want even Brahmaji's birth. If there's no service to you, Lord, I don't want that kind of birth. I'm happy to be an insect in your house. When Haridas Thakur is asked, oh Haridas, ask what benediction you want. What do you want? Haridas Thakur says, oh Lord, I just want to have the remnants of your devotees. That is my only desire. And later he feels, oh my God, what did I ask? Something so high I asked. I'm not so qualified. He says, oh Lord, just make me a dog in the house of your devotee. Sarvasva tomar charane santhiya odichito margare তুমি তো ঠাকুর তোমার কুকুর বলিয়া জানব মোরে। ও লর্ড, আই অফার্ড এভরিথিং ইয়ার লোটাস ফিট, সর্বস্ব তোমার চরণে সমর্পিয়া। I am just at your home, no, accept me as your dog. And bandhiya nikate, no, amare pali pe, just maintain me, no, keeping it near me, just tie me near you. Rahibo tomar dware, he says, I'll just stay at your doorstep. Whenever you call me, I'll come running. Nachite nachite nikate jaibo, jakhon dakibo tumi, as soon as you call me, I'll come dancing. I'll fulfill all your desires. Nijer poshana kabuna bhavibo rahibo bhaver bhore nachite nachite nikate jaibo jakhon dakibo tumi. Yeah, the song is there. So he says that I will not worry about my own maintenance actually. And I'll be always happy to render whatever service is desired out of me. I'll be happy to render. So that is the consciousness of a devotee, which is explained in so many wonderful songs. And we see, you know, even Haridas Thakur asked, like, make me a dog. And when he was asked, Shridhar Kola, which, what do you want? Please ask me. I can give all kind of 8 kind of mystic perfections. I can give all kind of material opulences. Right? What did he ask for? He said, oh Lord, please be peaceful. Why are you so agitated? I don't want anything. He said, no, you must ask. He said, okay. Just know this pastime of you coming and you persuading, no? He's bargaining with the Sridhar Kolavecha, the small child Nimai. No, let this pastime be manifested in my heart and let this pastime happen again and again, life after life, actually. I just want this. I don't want any other benediction. Varamadeva moksham na moksha vadimva na chandim rodeyam varesha dapiha. Oh Lord, I don't want even liberation. Moksha vadimva. I don't want anything else actually. I just want idam deva purnata gopala balam sadame manasya virasthe ki manne. I just want your form as Gopal be manifested in my heart. And even Rudrasura is going to ask actually. I don't want actually all kind of, what is the shloka? He says that, beautiful shloka actually, Rudrasu says that I don't want Nadipatyam, na punar bhavamva, that I just want company for your devotees, a lot, na punar bhavamva. So he doesn't want the heavenly planets, he doesn't want to enjoy the material opulences, he doesn't want kingly opulences, he doesn't even want liberation. I just want the company of your devotees, actually, right? So that's what you mean. So that's even a beautiful prayer we'll find in the 11th chapter offered by Rudrasura. So that is the consciousness of a devotee, actually, that he just want to be satisfied in service of the Lord without personally asking for anything. What he desires is only association of advanced devotees, no? He says actually, tam uttama janeshu sakhyam sansara chakre brahmata sukarmavi. That I just want company of your devotee. Uttama janeshu sakhyam. Mam uttama shloka janeshu sakhyam sansara chakre brahmata sukarmavi. That uttama janeshu sakhyam. I just want association of the pure devotees of the Lord actually. Sansara chakre brahmata sukarmavi. I may be wandering in this world, with whatever karma I have performed actually, I may be getting result. But if you can just give me company of your devotees, that's the highest benediction. I don't want all kind of earlier benediction he has asked that. He says that I don't want all kind of things, which you may offer. Nanaka pushtam, na paramishtam, na swarma vamyam, na rasadipatyam, na yoga siddhir, na panar bhavamba. Samanjaskvavirayakamshi. I don't want all these things actually. So what I want is just a friendship with a devotee, association of devotees. So we are also fortunate actually, right? So we should all consider ourselves fortunate that if we have some devotees in our life who are our good friends, right, then we are most fortunate. Because this is a prayer, you're going to find Rudrasura is going to offer. Rudrasura is going to offer, actually, right, as a pure devotee. So this is our greatest fortune. If we have devotee association, company able to do Harinam together, if you are able to hear Srimad Bhagavatam together, and you are such a beautiful Sangha is there, Bhakti Sangha Japa group, right? Bhakta Sangha Japa group, that with association devotees, you have this Bhagavatam together and Srimad, you have this chanting together and so many activities together actually. Right. So that is the ultimate perfection even desired by the great devotees like Rudrasura is asking for actually. We have got it by mercy of Srila Prabhupada. all the previous acharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy we achieved it. So we are so fortunate. Right? So yeah. So Srila Prabhupada also is very intelligent actually. Srila Prabhupada, we will find that he was asked to teach Sanskrit. No, some people wanted to learn Sanskrit in the beginning. Srila Prabhupada called them for Sanskrit classes and start teaching the Brahma Samhita. Ishwara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. Learn Sanskrit. Okay. So the devotee will never just give material opulences actually. Always try to include Krishna in it. Sometimes we do bridge preaching, but no, bridges are meant to come to some destination, right? We should also see a destination has to be there, right? If we just keep people on the bridge, then it's not, the purpose of bridge is not being solved. Right? So we should also share them Krishna consciousness. There has to be some system where the right people are given a path where they're able to practice devotional service, to understand higher truths, right? Sometimes we have to hide certain things, but we should not hide so much so that till the person will never understand what is devotional service, right? There has to be some system where the right people, they get connected to the teachings of Srila Prabhupada and the practice of devotional service. Yes. So, yeah, these are little few things actually. I just thought I could share today. Yeah. If any questions are there, I'll be happy to answer.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. Beautiful class, wonderful class, Prabhuji. And what a wonderful explanation. Like, Krishna is so merciful, you know. He knows the desire of the, you know, devotees and he gives opulences. The song explains it all. Like, we just want to be a kukur. A kukur, you know. Tomare nachite nachite jao. That's so beautiful. You know, it explains like, you know, we just want to be your dog at your doorstep, right? So wonderful class. I wouldn't take
my... But if you become a dog at a rich person's house, right, you get all...
Exactly.
So, Srila Prabhupada would always would quote, all these people are building all these parks and all the lawns and fancy. Yes. No, we are using all these things actually. Who is you? These people are working so hard, they have no time.
Absolutely. Beautifully explained.
The filter of the Lord.
Yeah. Prabhu, for the brilliant class, I will now request devotees, if you have any questions or realization, please go ahead. I can see Sukhakar Prabhuji raising his hand. Go ahead, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Thank you very much. This Sarvashatumar, it's such a good song. But give me 2 minutes. Can I sing that? I really want to present service to Guru Maharaj.
Okay.
সর্বস্ব তোমার চরণে সোপিয়া পড়েছি তোমার ঘরে, তুমি তো ঠাকুর তোমার কুকুর বলিয়া জানো মোরে, সর্বস্ব তোমার চরণে সোপিয়া পড়েছি তোমার ঘরে, বাঁধিয়া নিকটে আমার পালিবে রহিব তোমার দ্বারে, প্রতিপ জনের আসিতে না দেব রাখিব গড়ের পারে, সর্বস্ব তোমার চরণে সোপিয়া পড়েছি তোমার ঘরে, তব নিজ জন প্রসাদ সেবিয়া উচ্ছিষ্ট রাখিবে যা, আমার ভজন পরমানন্দে প্রতিদিন হইবে তা, বসিয়া শুইয়া তোমার চরণ চিন্তিব সত তো আমি, নাচিতে নাচিতে নিকটে যাইব যখন ডাকিবে তুমি, সর্বস্ব তোমার চরণে সোপিয়া পড়েছি তোমার ঘরে, নিজের পোষণ কভু না ভাবিব রহিব ভাবের ভরে, ভক্তি বিনোদা তোমারে পালক বলিয়া বরণ করে, সর্বস্ব তোমার চরণে সোপিয়া পড়েছি তোমার ঘরে।
হরি বল, হরি বল, সো বিউটিফুল।
সরি,
ইয়া
বেঙ্গলি, voice.
I love this song. I love this song so much. That's why I sang. Sorry. Thank you, Mataji. Aditi Mataji, you gave me a chance. Thank you.
No, beautiful. Sorry, I took your time. Thank you. Thank you. Beautiful song. I also love to sing this song because it explains how a humble devotee can be. We can even become a dog because we'll be so, you know, fortunate even if we become a dog and be at his dware, right? So, yeah, thank you very much. It was very wonderful.
So, song. Beautiful. So beautiful. Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you.
Completed it. Thank you.
So, let me see. Devotees, if you have any questions, please go ahead. I don't see any raised hand. Let me see in the chat box.
Hare Krishna, Toshan Nimai Prabhu. Thank you so much. Very, very beautiful class and very nice explanation, Prabhuji. It doesn't look like you are coming for the last minute. You came and gave the perfect class. Thank you so much.
I just tried because it was just I could have prepared better, but anyways, I tried my best. You wanted at your service.
No, Prabhuji, you are always studying Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, you know, you don't have to prepare specially something. Yeah, very nice.
Thank you.
I don't see any, but
all the nice comments, you know,
expressing her. To you, Tiffany Mataji, saying, you know, it was Krishna's mercy that you came today. Toshan Nimai Prabhuji, yeah, Jayananda Gaura Prabhuji saying, Hare Krishna, thank you for the wonderful class. Lalita Mataji is also saying, beautiful song, beautiful class, you know, perfect class, Prabhuji, thank you. So, everybody thanking you. It was beautiful, brilliant class, Prabhuji, you know, and we look forward, you know, that we have your association more often, you know, and, you know, just enlighten us. If devotees have no more questions, maybe we can end the class here, Shamaguri Mataji.
Yes, Mataji.
Yeah. Okay. We will pay our obeisance to Prabhuji today, Vancha Kalputa Rubacha.
Thank you very much.
Gauranga.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Gauranga. Nityananda.
Gauranga. Hare Krishna.